several meetings, I should say. So I was
on what? Oh, I know what I'm saying.
More directly into the phone helps. I'm not sure why you weren't coming in earlier, but we've still got a few minutes before the meeting starts. We'll start at 7, okay?
Okay. I got an alert that it was starting at 6:45, so I've been on since then.
Oh, well, if you want to call back in, that's fine, but I just have to start it that early so I don't get disconnected for the phone line.
Yeah. Sometimes, but we got this alert message. Okay, I'll just hang on, I guess, huh?
That's fine. And if you could keep your phone on mute until you're ready to speak, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's real quiet where I am.
Perfect. Thank you, Deb.
Okay.
She's calling in for the GBA.
You know, there's a guy in the wind and very little. That's what I'm saying. should be able to come up with our.
So, we can't force them to take it.
We spent a lot of time, and it was like pistols drawn at noon over some of the conversations.
You know, there's also Alder.
There's no outlet from Alder to the river without a
process. Alder would get it down and intercept that ditch by
You can take it home. You can
read it.
That's fine because I'm just like,
okay.
We'll
leave him
on the same line. Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Thank you, John.
You got done with our.
Kind of see what the car sounds like.
A little mini meeting before this. So.
It's not, yeah.
With the proponent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, Brittany and I were on the subcommittee. Nobody else wanted to be on the subcommittee.
Right.
Can I show the panel?
No, I just figured it out.
It's 7 o'clock, and I'm calling the regular meeting of the Gustavus City Council to order. It is November 12th, 2019. It's 7 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Owen?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Warner?
Here.
Councilmember Van der Zanden?
Here.
Do we have... Okay, perfect. Councilmember Park is out. Vice Mayor Canmore?
Here.
Mayor Caskett?
Here.
Okay, there are six members present and a quorum exists.
Okay, next on our agenda is our approval of our minutes from our regular meeting of October
14th, 2019. Mr. Mayor, I would like to move that we approve the minutes of our October 14th general meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of our general meeting on October 14, 2019. Is there any... minutes have been distributed, and they're also up on the screen. Is there any members of the public who wish to provide any additions or corrections? Seeing none. Mayor... do any other council members have any questions?
That'd be
me too. Any additions or corrections? None appear to be there. If there's no objections, I would ask for unanimous consent to approve our meeting minutes from October 14, 2019. I have unanimous consent on that. Agenda changes. I had no requests for agenda changes, and I don't think we have any. So, again, with unanimous consent, I would like to set the agenda. So, everybody's nodding. I have unanimous consent for that. The agenda is set. Committee staff reports. Our first one on the report is the Gustavus Visitors Association. I believe we have Deb online, and Deb, if we can keep your comments to 5 minutes, and then if there's any questions, I'm sure council members will have some questions as well. So go ahead, Deb.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I just wanted to say we've made massive improvements on the Gustavus Visitors Association website, which was one of our top goals that we had, and going forward, we've done a lot of reorganization since Jim Kern stepped down, and you've already received the quarterly reports and the addendum that were sent in very early through Karen at the office there. We have a good accounting of the website hits and the increases in those in the improved site. We have also put a link to the map and business directory onto our website, which is proving to be very popular and useful. We're getting more information about social media presence and how that's increasing. We've been getting more involved with business partners like Travel Juno, ATIA, Juno Empire, Alaska Graphics. And especially useful has been James Alborough of Bearstar, who has become our web host, and he has a massive amount of marketing expertise, so we're relying on that with him. We've been very busy for the last 3 months in trying to fine-tune things. Jim had stepped down as the GVA president, so we are rallying forward. I'm acting president, and Robin's been very active as a treasurer. We're promoting a lot more on our free sites, so looking to places like Senator Jesse Keel's site and Alaska Seaplanes, so places where we see we can do our calendaring of events coming up. We're going through a lot of competitive bids for large runs of print materials for our brochure, just trying to think of other things. There was a real increase this year on work with media people, both in film, coming in to do feature stories on Glacier Bay. So that appears that that may be ongoing, and certainly with our people involved in scientific educational studies, that seems to be on the increase in the park. So that, of course, affects things like housing and private charters of boats and dining and so forth in the community. And then I think one of the biggest things as well is I've probably connected with 13 or 14 contact people that are going to be involved that are already with something at stake within the community in terms of interest that also would be pulling people in to our community as visitors. And that would be for things like writers' retreats, a chef's cook-off, an expanded community garden, end-of-the-season celebration like a harvest festival. 10 years ago, the city came to us and asked us to get involved in the 4th of July since there weren't enough people kind of coordinating, organizing that, and GVA, in with myself, stepped forward back then. I've been working with people with the Alaska Native speakers and pursued this with also going to, by invitation, sharing our knowledge conference in September in Juneau. So I've been working with Pat Alexander and the head of the Grand Camp. Last year, we also hosted a wolf presentation down at the library, and we plan to continue doing many of these things that are of high interest, high advertising potential, and bringing people, making it even more exciting place to be. We have noticed that with a ferry striking, I personally lost about $2,500. I don't know how badly that impacted others in the community, but, you know, that instability is not an easy one. Forest fires didn't exactly help either, but we're real encouraged with what's going on, and I'll keep it short with that. I know we're thinking about homesteader events, and we've got key people to collaborate. I think that's the order of the day, is using our marketing verticals from our marketing plan, and just giving that a boost. We found these contact people to work with that, and we're getting closer in our search with our marketing coordinator / administrator. So, but the bulk of our monies get spent. We're just starting to get into our busiest time of getting things with the calendar year. So we'll be spending our monies when they tell us what the prices are for the targeted trade shows that are coming up. And then, you know, blitzing with, we've got some steady marketing that goes on all the time, but then there are some key ones that come up during peak periods. And we've been learning a lot through Juno Empire that's willing to come out and speak to the city if they have any interest in that.
Okay, Deb, can I get you to wrap up your comments here?
Okay,
and,
that's it. That's
okay.
It. Yep.
Any questions for Deb from the council? That's council.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, Deb, I just wanted to say congratulations on your interim presidency, I guess.
And please thank Jim Kearns for his volunteer service for the community and trying to advocate the Gustavus brand for us and tell him that it's much appreciated. And I just wanted to say a word about how, you know, thank you for putting your budget into QuickBooks so that it's easy for us non-financial accounting people to try to get a handle on. Appreciate that. And it looks like with your addendum here that you've really put a lot of effort into trying to be responsive to the feedback that you got from the council. So thank you for your efforts.
Well, I'm happy to oblige. You know, it was good getting some direction, and it's been useful, and we've been really trying to shape things up. So thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Deb. Next
okay.
is the work group. Thank you.
Hello. All right. So I was just here for our end of year report last month, but here's our first quarter of this year. It's been an exciting quarter. I just want to start by saying thank you again. Without the funding from the city, we wouldn't have been able to commit these services to the families, to our staff, to the community. So thank you. Deed grant is the first big topic as far as this quarter. So we did get a $150,000 grant through Deed. That's the Department of Early Education and Development, State Department. The Rookery didn't actually receive this grant. Chatham did. We wrote it with them, but it's Chatham's grant, which means our preschool program is a public program for this quarter, for this year, sorry. Now, the $150,000, what's important to be aware of is all of that has to be spent by June 30th, 2020, and most of it we don't even see in our budget. Most of it is stuff that either things that Chatham is going to purchase for us, capital improvements, that sort of thing, or paying for training and such. Only about $35,000 actually goes into our budget, and that's for payroll for myself and for the preschool program staff. You guys can ask questions about that later. New data management system is another big change. You saw that our financial reports look different than they have before. We switched out of QuickBooks and went to a different system. And really, we were having a hard time. You know, QuickBooks doesn't track kids, doesn't track attendance, and we needed something that could meld both. And so that's what this new system does for us. It's really been exciting. Volunteer tracking, we had 250 hours of volunteer hours this last quarter. In addition, quite a bit of time was spent by staff traveling and completing education and training. And I've got some of those things listed there. I've got some attendance data. Different for July. I didn't have the same data for July as I did for August and September because we were making the switch over to the new system in July, so just the data isn't there yet. But you'll continue to see more of that as we get more used to the system. But just to summarize, I guess there's 29 kids attended the child care program throughout the quarter, and that includes 9 of the 10 preschoolers who are enrolled in preschool for the year. So 29 kids altogether, 30 kids altogether, because one preschooler is not in child care. We did use the library for child care as a trial month in September. Bree and Jen were super, super welcoming and accommodating, and it went awesome, except for that there wasn't anywhere for the child care kids to be between 11 and 12 until the preschool program got out. We've just got the one room at the facility, and we just can't house both programs at one time. Exciting note from the grant, though, is one of those things being a structure, once we get that implemented by the end of this fiscal year, we will be able to have both programs at one time. So thank you for the use of the library for that short month, even though we're not continuing it. The city non-committee, we're still meeting informally, and I expect that we'll have something informal to present from that group December or January-ish. And then I just wanted to summarize kind of about the future. We're doing a lot of work with the non-committee, just with the board, really engaging our families and our staff to talk about other ways to become more sustainable. One thing that the non-committee is doing, John and Julie Howell are trying to put together some recommendations as far as business model changes. I see that being, rather than increasing our rates on our families, I see it decreasing the amount of discounts that we give. So that'll help bring that a little bit up to being stable. Though, we can't change that enough to make our organization sustainable altogether. We are still going to be making a budget request for our fiscal year next year. I'm also really curious about utilizing the status as an economic opportunity zone. I'm not sure if anybody is interested in trying to delve into that with me, but I do think that's something we need to utilize. And then there's the possibility that we'll continue to be able to get this kind of grant in the future again as well. So that's my presentation. If you've got any questions.
Any questions?
I just want to say congratulations on getting a $150,000 grant. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to thank you for sharing that information that you did yesterday or day before with the council. I think you all got copies of that with what Juno's doing for their child care initiative. You know, there's an example of a local community that's values early childhood development, and they're putting some money into it. So, I think there might have, that's something for us to think about too. We've proudly supported them in the past, and I hope that we would continue to support them as our ordinances allow and our we have done in the past. So. I suppose you're okay for this year with the D grant, but I think in the future, I think it would be appropriate for us to help the future as time goes on. Again, as subject to the policies that have already passed. Anyway, I wanted to thank you for your hard work and congratulate you on this grant you got from the state. That's amazing. Especially in the budget times that the state seems to be in. But anyway, thank you.
Could I just ask?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you say you're tracking attendance in this system?
Yes.
What's the name of the software?
It's ProCare.
ProCare.
Yeah. It's created specifically for centers like ours.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions for before she we let Erin go? All right. Thanks, Erin.
Thank
yeah. Right, Paul, you're next. DRC.
Wow. Last time I got up here, I got a lapel pin. You guys made my day. Good evening. So my little report, full of pictures and graphs, which it's not. It's full of words and stories. I go over labor, and again, for the second time, I bring up the subject of hiring a new regular position at the DRC, and I just wanted to point out the two important components of that I see is formal training and succession planning. So you have someone in the mix who can learn the details about managing the facility, because in lieu of this, I would really need to do that with everybody who's a member of the pool, and that's kind of prohibitive in a way, because that's five people versus one person. So I'm trying to because I know there's a lot of resistance for creating new positions and so on and so forth, but I think this is an important one, and I think having two regular positions at the DRC is not an outrageous proposition, and I'm glad to work on this as a gradual process, so we can all kind of make the best of it. Composting, don't really have a lot to say there, except for this spring, I actually want to do some testing. I want to do wheat trials. Where you put the compost in a warm sea tray and keep it moist and see what sprouts up. There's a formal techniques for doing this, and so I kind of want to integrate that with our thing. And I've also looked into our pricing for getting testing on pathogens and metals. That's about $300 and some. It just seems like the right thing to do. And if, you know, kind of trying to model our operation on what they do in the state of Washington with commercial facilities, it just, it kind of makes sense, and it doesn't seem like it'd be out of what we could afford. And then I go into great covering on the Scalehouse software. This is a huge deal to me. I understand that everybody else might not think much of it, but for me, this is a huge transition and a big part of stepping away in a gradual sense from the DRC operation, something that I put my own work into, and then working with a commercial product that hopefully will work better for everybody, from the operators to the customers and to our city treasurer, who will eventually take over all the billing that I'm presently doing. So I'm hoping this works out good, and I'm hoping to have the new Scalehouse software up and going by the time May pulls around. I mean, I would have it before then, but definitely squared away and solid by the time summer starts up, because you don't want to be playing with new software that crucial at the beginning of your busy season. And I also talk about the Zender work, even though Zender is a different employer. It's a real great, I feel very fortunate to be able to work with them, and it's approximately every other month I go away for a training, a site visit for, weather permitting, next week I'll go to Anchorage for ATCHEM, Alaska Tribal Conference on Environmental Management, which is a large annual gathering in Anchorage. Where I'm scheduled to give a talk on our composting project, but this is a place that I get to network with other people in solid waste and meet people. And, you know, it's a neat experience, so I'm really glad. The city job gives me the experience, the bed of knowledge. The Zender job takes me to a wider audience, and it's really great. I'm hoping that sometime we could do a Zender training at the facility here, although the status is way up the map in terms of shuttling people around. Groundwater testing, just an update on that. I did get our results back. There were no red flags in terms of metals. We're not testing for PFAS at this point in time, so I don't have any background on that. And it's not something that DEC requires, but for the metals and everything, everything was within the limits. Although I did point out that one of our full test wells, Monitor Well 1, installed by Village Safe Water back in 1991, is now dry in times of high precipitation and high tide. I thought it would certainly have water in it during high tide and high precipitation, but it was just as dry as it was the last time I sampled it. So we're going to need to see about if DEC is going to require us to replace that well. Some notes on the community chest as far as the active volunteers. A big debt of thanks to the people who volunteer there, especially Betsy, as far as keeping that facility going and clean and staff. It's a miracle. I'm glad it's not me having to do all those things. It probably wouldn't be functioning. I just haul away the trash and the loot. Solid waste management plan. I understand that Tom distributed the rough draft. It's a rough draft. So I'm hoping everybody takes a chance to read over that and give us feedback as far as what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, just in terms of presentation. Does that mean I got a minute left? What does that mean?
5 minutes.
That was your 5 minutes.
What? That's so cruel.
You can have some of mine because mine will be fun.
That's so cruel. I thought I was hustling. Thank you very much. Wasted 15 seconds.
Ramp it up.
Anyway, I'm really glad to have the rough draft out there so people can take a look at it. This is a really big plan with some really, you know, far-reaching things, and I've tried to make it as descriptive as I can as far as why I'm proposing the things I'm proposing there. Then I've just done a kind of a quick update of the 1, 2, 3 capital projects, one that's active you guys are going to be taking action on tonight, and then the other two which are still haven't been executed yet. So there you go.
Have you selected the scale software?
Yes, as it describes in the report, I have selected Trash Flow.
Okay.
From the they were the most affordable, and I did like their licensing and
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
Everybody will now be a license plate number instead of a name. No, I'm kidding. It's all vehicle-centric. It's all vehicle-centric. That's how it works.
Trash, I will buy truck.
Just bring your license plate around.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, city clerk.
And please say thank you to Betsy for all her uncounted hours of making the community chess go.
About 700 a year, I would guess. Every week.
Every day.
She's amazing.
Every day.
Strong work.
All right. Well, I'm going to be heading to Anchorage either Friday or Saturday, maybe not at all, depending on the weather, for the Alaska Association of Municipal Clerks Conference. It starts on Sunday, and I'll be there until Wednesday. I received a grant to help with the travel costs for this, and that's the third year in a row that I've got the same grant, so I was pretty excited about getting that. And at this conference, I'll be, I've been serving on the fundraising committee that provides the money for these grants for the last couple of years, and so that'll be pretty, it'll be a busy few days in Anchorage for me. And I received my certification as a municipal clerk. It's official now. And I couldn't have done it without all your support. And I'm really excited to have this. And I love being a clerk, and I love being able to do this job for you guys in the community. And it's really important to me. So
thank you
so much for all your support. Elections went really good this year. We had a record turnout. I looked back at all the other years of 258 properly cast ballots. At least the years that I was able to go through. So I think it was a record year. And welcome to our new council members, although one of them's gone. But Joe's on the line, Joe Vander Zanden, and we're really excited to have you. Around the office, things are getting organized. We don't really have a need for volunteers so much in the office anymore now that Shelley Owens and Karen Sargent helped so much with the records going through all the boxes. So we're getting near the end of that project. The other thing that we did this year, just before elections, is we kind of put together an introductory binder for all the new council members, and we made one for all the council members, actually, to get them up to speed and help them kind of get over the hump of that learning curve of what's going on. The general meetings and special meetings are all being recorded and posted on our website. And then Bree's actually kind of been doing the Facebook page, and we're trying to figure out how to launch that without having comments public on there, so we could direct people directly to the office rather than having the banter back and forth on Facebook. So we haven't figured that out yet. So actually, I shouldn't say we. Bree has but thank you, Bree, for trying to do that for me. There's also a link on our Facebook page under the government header that has information about the Hoonah Borough petition, and then there's also another one about the Alaska Marine Highway. So any letters, resolutions, whatever we have, I've been sitting up there so that the public can access that. And we had our third annual community open house on Saturday the 26th, and that was really fun. We had a lot of people come out for that. And so we look forward to continuing that tradition. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Jumping in. Thank you so much, you and Tom, for putting up the ferry and the borough page. I have referred numerous people in the community to go look there, you know, go see what's the latest and all that kind of stuff. So you guys are really following up on the when we had all the discussions about, you know, trying to involve the public more. That's a great channel for doing it. Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're still unable to schedule any council training for this year with DCCED like they did annually in the past years? Is that
Yeah, we kind of decided not to do that this year because we have the new local government specialist left again. So it's the same guy that we had last year, and we just felt like that's why we went ahead and did the manual, and hopefully that would just kind of serve that purpose and save everybody a lot of money and time.
Yeah, I understand. Thanks.
Yeah, and the new council, well, some of the new council will be in Anchorage. Yeah. Anyways, we're not doing that.
Any other questions? I just wanted to congratulate you again for being a certified municipal clerk. That you did it quicker than what you were supposed to, too, on top of that. So, yeah, congratulations.
I'll probably go for the master, but I won't be on the staff track for that. I had a lot to learn, so I was pretty motivated for the CMC, but, yeah, eventually I'll keep working with the master, but... Happy with what I got right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. 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 Wait for Carrie to sit back down here. I think next is it just our monthly financial statements. We don't have Phoebe here, so we don't have her ask questions. We did look at this during our work session last week when she was here. So, any other comment from the council on our budget sheets? I know, want to make sure and remind everybody that we'll have to initial them all. But right. All right. Tom, you ready?
Good evening. We went over most of the items at the work session, so I'll summarize what we do know. I'll address the petition three stars all at once. As you know, the Local Boundary Commission came back with their review of the technical submission of the HUNA petition, found lots of areas of concern, sent that back to HUNA. We don't know what the status is of that petition at this time. We'll assume that they're going to move forward with it and prepare for different alternatives. One of those is the Pelican, City of Pelican is conducting a teleconference. They invited us to attend. Tomorrow at 6 here at City Hall, we'll be hooked into the teleconference, be able to listen in on their specific issues. And I believe there's an opportunity for us as a affected neighbor to speak on the topic. So if there's anything that the council wants to prepare for that, I can confirm that there's going to be an opportunity to make comment or participate in that discussion. Also, we have scheduled a work session on December 2nd to discuss the HUNA Borough petition. I put together some sample talking points that we might want to look at since we're doing this as part of our regular agenda work session to get an idea of what we're going to be looking at in terms of community input and council considerations. From that, I imagine we'll move into whatever actions we want to take further. We'll also have the city attorney online for that work session. He has been involved in a couple of borough petition actions and is very educated and experienced in what it all means. Any questions on that before I move into the beach? Alrighty. So, the Gustavus Beach project continues to move forward. Had a little change in the path. We are holding a town hall meeting on December 4th at 5:30 here at City Hall. We put flyers in all the P.O. boxes so we could get the broadest dissemination of the notice. What we want to do is take an opportunity to update the public on what could be a revised plan for the beach park, making it more accessible and enjoyable for our residents. Looking at some facilities for popular activities such as picnic tables, benches, the fire pit, maybe a vault restroom. Try to keep this in a limited footprint while providing for a restoration of the natural values and highly eroded locations beyond the vehicle limit. In preparation of the town hall, wanted to try to come up with some drawings that will illustrate what the concept could look like. I hope to have that ready and put on poster-sized paper so everybody can view that and get an understanding of what that concept would look like. I contacted Icy Strait Lumber to get some quotes on the barriers. We're moving forward with the east side barrier plan that we talked about previously. It will surround that disturbed area where most people are parking currently and keeping people off of that vegetated berm on the water side, and then cut off access to the berm property further off to the east. I also asked Icy Strait Lumber if they could provide me with a quote for a pavilion kit. One of the activities that we heard some comment on was having a shelter that folks could use to get out of the weather for events like weddings and ceremonies. The beach is a popular place for those type of activities, and having a shelter might be a good amenity that would be placed in a existing disturbed area. Anything outside of that would likely mean Army Corps of Engineer permitting, let alone disturbing additional vegetated areas. Looking at placing a couple of barbecue grills as an example of facilities out there that folks would be able to go out and use. And also improving the road and the path to the benches and to the areas that people will be able to walk to, giving them better ability to be mobile, less dangerous for those who have difficulty walking or that use devices to move around. I think to summarize the concept, it's using the beach as it has been while preserving and protecting the reason people go there, why it's so beautiful, restoration best we can in those areas, but still keep it a place where people can go and enjoy what could arguably be the best view in Gustavus. Any questions on the beach? Okay, so the only other thing I'll provide an update on is Engine 27. As I mentioned at the work session, the city attorney and our insurance carrier said as long as we get rid of the foam dispensing tank, they didn't really have a problem with us getting rid of Engine 27. I notified DOT and DEC to let them know we're looking at getting rid of it, and let me know if they had any concerns about doing that. I'm waiting until I get a response from them before we categorize it as excess property and start the process of disposing of it June 27th. That's all I have. Any questions?
Questions for Tom? I just wanted to thank you for doing the legwork on finding, getting the petition to put on our website and getting the LDC's letter to put on our website. I know that a bunch of other cities were going on to our website to get copies of that. I had a conversation with one of our mayors here at Icy Straits, and he expressed his appreciation for us doing that. So I just wanted to pass that on, that I think folks recognized us as really being proactive and getting the information out there for folks to look at. We put it on our website right away as soon as we got it. And I think it's appreciated by people out there. So I just wanted to pass that on and thank you for that. Okay. Any other questions before we let Tom go?
Thanks, Tom.
Okay. We may want to leave that there because the next item on the agenda is comment on non-agenda items. So is there anybody who wishes?
Hi, there's nobody on the list.
Nobody's on the list? Okay.
Travis Miller, fire chief. And I got two quick things to say. First, I know it was mentioned at the work session of the day, but Leslie stepped down from being our dispatcher after coming on to save the dispatch system back in the day, so I don't know how many years she's been doing it, but she just gave that up, and the wonderful Betsy Lesh is picking up her her shoes there to fill that role for the time being. That's one thing I had, so thank you, Betsy, Leslie. And also on January 18th, we have a small group of people in our fire department that are working on bringing back the Fireman's Ball since 2012 was the last time it was done. So January 18th is our, like, really nailed down, unless there's some other big event that's happening, basketball game or something like that that comes pops up on the schedule, that's the date that we're planning that event. So mark that one on your calendar if you guys want to, and bring it in. We're going to make it at least as good as Manchester did, if not better, is our goal. So, that's my goal, anyway. So, January 18th.
Thank you.
Any other public comment on non-agenda items? Oh, go ahead.
I do, actually. The Facebook. I was mistaken about there not being able to turn off a comment. I guess there's one fix where you can just dump all of these prohibited words and then they can't comment anything. I would still argue that it's a super valuable resource, even if you are allowing comments. So you are able to prohibit direct messages, so you don't have to use that function, and you also are able to prohibit new posts by people, so nobody could create their own post on the Facebook page. What you can't turn off is somebody replying to an existing post. I feel like that's really valuable because, say, you post that a meeting is happening and somebody wants to know, what does that agenda item mean? Or is this a reasonable time for me to discuss X? Or I see that topic isn't on there. When is that happening? I think there are really valuable replies that people would want to be able to post on there. Also, I think that even with the, you know, fear of people going down the road of, you know, it turning nasty, that's why that policy and procedure is there, that really lays out exactly what you can remove. And then finally, I would just say, look at Juneau, the city and borough of Juneau's. They've been doing it, I don't know for how long, at least a couple years, with their Facebook page. And they allow the comments, and it's working for them. There's other cities in Alaska that are doing it as well. And just to summarize that all, I am kind of thinking of doing like a little my own Facebook poll just to see how many of the Gustavus Facebook users there are who would want to see that.
You know, I would obviously put something on there. I'm not doing this for the city. I'm doing this for my own. But if there's a big result, then I'm going to bring that back to you and say, you know, push to see if you might try it out. And you could always, you know, if it ends terribly, you could always back out of it again. But I really don't think it would. I think that it would allow a lot of community members to be more aware of what you were doing here and engage without having to come to a meeting or having to look at the post office and trying to navigate things that they don't, you know, that they aren't used to reading so that they don't understand. Okay.
Thanks, Erin.
Yeah.
Questions? Okay. All right. Any other comment on non-agenda items? Okay, moving on. Okay, on to our consent agenda. On our consent agenda, we have a certificate of records destruction. We have an introduction of a of 3 NC well FY2009 NCO capital project 19-04, the Glacier Volunteer Fire Department closeout. We have FY2010-NCO, the endowment fund grant transfer that moves the funds for this year out of the endowment fund fund to our checking account for our endowment fund grants that we're going to be awarding here hopefully next month, and then introducing FY20-11 NCO, it's transferring $115,000 from our operating budget last year into our AMLET reserve account so that we can get better interest than what we get in our checking accounts. Anyway, that's what's this is what's being introduced. We're introducing it for public hearing that will occur next month at our general meeting. So those are the things that are on our consent agenda.
I do have a question about the certificate of records, but I don't know that I necessarily need to pour that as a consent agenda. Am I permitted to ask a question on the certificate of records destruction, or do I need to pull it?
Should I move to adoption first?
So I would move to remove it from the consent agenda so that I could ask a simple question.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Why don't I ask the question, and if you want me to follow a different protocol, I'm happy to do that. How about that? But I think it's a very simple question. And my question is, in the records destruction, the committee files, it's about the seventh topic down and the ninth one. Are any of those on road committee files? Previous road committee files. Do you recall?
I would have to look.
Because I've had a community member ask me about previous road committees and maybe suggesting that road committee be instituted. And if we were going to consider doing that, we probably shouldn't destroy the records of the road committee. So if those committee files are the road committee, I could ask that we have a look at them to see if they're worth keeping. That's
I will double check if there are any of those in there and pull them out for the time being. But they will be destroyed according to schedule. Yeah.
Okay.
There's
and
two
actually,
places.
Some of these are like pre-city even, if you look at the date.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like it's over a long period of time. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there.
I'll just make a note of that.
But this is just introducing this to be...
No, those are not... This is not an introduction. This is the certificate of the records that I will be destroying, but it's not, you know, normally something... You can always pull something from here, but this is not usually a disputed thing, so it goes under the consent agenda.
Okay.
Because it follows a schedule, you know.
Okay.
And it's something that... is super behind, obviously, but looking at the date. But if there are any of those that are road committee, I will look and see if there's any useful information in there.
Mr. Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
perhaps, Mike Taylor, were you involved in the previous road committee work? I mean, I don't want to make a hassle for you to have to go back and look at everything you've already looked at.
It's easy.
I doubt it's very much in the way of road committee records.
Okay.
Can we make the motion now, though? Because I've got made it note of it, and we can move on.
Okay.
Can I enter a question or a statement real quick before you make a motion?
No. There's a place for public comment here. We'll get to that. I need to have a motion to get it on the table first.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt the consent agenda for the certificate of records destruction and to introduce FY20-09 NCO. FY20-10 NCO and FY20-11 NCO.
Second.
It's been moved by Brittany and seconded by Mike to approve the consent agenda, the certificate of records destruction, and the introduction of FY20-09 NCO, FY20-10 NCO, and FY20-11 NCO. Is there any members of the public who wish to have any of these items removed, or if you have any comments? Go ahead.
Item A, certificate of record destruction. I've mentioned this before as an old records clerk, and history is important. And once you destroy records, you can't go back and get them. I would say really think hard before you destroy any records that you have. That's a general statement, but really think twice about it. Maybe three times.
I'd like to say, on behalf of the past road committee, there was a lot of spreadsheets, an immense amount of time put into this.
Karen's keeping notes.
I actually didn't hear what you said, though, Ken.
She said there was spreadsheets.
Work was done on which roads and how often. And a lot of history, as Cecily said.
Again, history is important.
Get it.
Okay. Do any other council members wish to have any comment on this or remove anything from the consent agenda? No? Okay. Okay. Let's see. We got a second motion, and I guess we're ready. If there's no objection, I would ask for unanimous consent for the consent agenda. See everybody nodding their head. Consent agenda is adopted. Okay, we have no ordinances for public hearing. We don't have any unfinished business. We're now on to new business. The first item here is there's been a request from the Gustavus Helping Hands. It's an endowment fund grant request from last year. They wanted to change some of their line items in the grant. And since the amount is above the amount that they can do it on their own, they have to get approval from the council to make that change to the grant request. It doesn't change the overall amount of the grant request. It just moves it between line items. So with that, I am going to move that we approve the amendment of the Gustavus Helping Hands Endowment Fund grant budget as we have up on the screen there.
Seconded.
Okay, I moved and Susan seconded the change in the grant budget for the Helping Hands. Is there any public comment on this? No public comment? Okay. It's now to the council for debate. Any comment by council members on this? I'm going to be voting in favor of this. It just seems like they're just moving dollars around between rent and their hospital beds. So it seems reasonable. Any other comments? Okay, question.
Vice Mayor Kennemore?
Yes.
Councilmember Owen?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Van der Zanden? Councilmember Van der Zanden? Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
And Mayor Cassidy?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 6-0.
Next on new business is award of RFQ CP 18-05, the DRC Inflow Storage Area Project.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, I move to award the contract for the DRC Inflow Storage Area Project to Fairweather Construction per their bid of $21,500 dated
10/30/2019. Second.
I'll give it to Brittany. Susan, moved by Mike and seconded by Brittany to award RFQ CP 14-05 DRC Inflow Storage Area Project to Fairweather Construction, the amount of $21,500 as the date of the bid opening was October 30th. Any public comment? No public comment? Any council comment? No council comment? Well, I
noticed we got two bids. They're very close. Mm-hmm. Which suggests that we did a pretty good job of writing the RFQ, and there must not have been too much difference of view of what had to be done. So that's all very good. I'm glad to see bids that are close together.
I'm glad we're finally moving forward on this, too.
I think another 5 years.
I'm sure Paul's happy about it. Okay, any other comment? Okay, question.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Van der Zanden? Councilmember Van der Zanden? Okay, Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
We'll come back to that. Mayor Cassabit?
Yes.
Councilmember Owen?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Kennemore?
Yes.
All right, let's see if you can hear me better. Councilmember Van der Zanden, are you there?
You're pretty broken up. I'm only getting a little bit of this.
Did you hear the motion?
I was reading part of it.
So we're voting on awarding the RFQ to the Fairweather Construction for $21,500. And
yeah.
I'm doing roll call vote right now. Are you voting yay or nay? Was that a yes vote? Huh. Was that a yes vote, Councilmember Van der Zanden? Well. Joe, are you there? Huh.
I just.
Okay. So, I think whether he votes or not, it's still
passes 5-0. Oh, I don't know what else to do there. Does that sound okay,
okay
with everybody?
That's the best we can do. Okay, now we're on to city council reports. Reports that need to be made? Oh, I guess I can report that we met as a Brittany and I met as a subcommittee just before this meeting to talk to the proponents for the two endowment fund grants and hopefully have a recommendation for the rest of the council here real soon and be able to have it go to a decision in, at our December meeting. So we'll have all that ready for you. What's that?
I could give a brief report on road work.
Okay, yeah, I want to get there too. Yeah, so,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, you may have noticed we were doing quite a bit of road work in the last few days. We did a, went around with the contractor and drove many of the roads to identify locations where we thought we may have problems in, with the as wet as it's been with water standing in a lot of the low spots, we can pretty easily identify the areas where we needed gravel. So so we made quite a list of them, and I went over them with Tom, too. And then together, Tom and I gave them the go-ahead to proceed to repair those spots. They've also been doing a lot of grading. We graded before the hard freeze the other day, hoping that it would stay frozen, but that's probably not going to happen. We have put a lot of gravel on, especially on Rink Creek Road, low spot before you get to the culvert. Done some work on Willow and Meadow Lane has some.
Yay.
Trying to use the opportunity to. And we're, by the way, they're excavating gravel out of the new section of the pit that we just cleared. Having that new area to excavate gravel on was just very helpful. So, and we'll keep you. By the way, because it's wet, they are blading out the addition because when they lay a lift on the road and then blade it out to smooth it out some. But because it is a little bit soupy out with the water. It is going to rut up, and we're just going to have to keep grading it probably until it all firms up more. But eventually, all these additions of gravel really make a difference and gets the road so it's up higher than the ground around it, and we get the right kind of crown on it and so forth. So we're hoping it'll be just part of the iterative improvement process on the roads.
Well, I'd like to add to that because I know, in the future we probably will be talking about investing some more in our roads to spend some capital improvement money on some of our roads to reduce the maintenance costs on them over the long run and bringing in some more gravel and low spots and pulling ditches and constructing ditches as part of that program. So look forward to more improvements there, hopefully.
I would like to once again thank Councilman Taylor for all of the time and energy you have put into us having passable roads. It is so appreciated. I think it is the number one thing that the people of Gustavus really all want to support. So thank you so much for your time and effort.
We have a lot of great departments that are all worthy of praise, and I appreciate that.
Any other council questions or comments?
So are we on the question beyond the reports and on to the
Yeah, we're on to questions and comments. Council comments and questions. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm really concerned that we be spending our prime council work time focusing on the most urgent issues and topics that the town is facing. And I would really appreciate having the opportunity, particularly to have like the 10 minutes of our next strategic planning meeting focus on what the council members think are the most urgent issues facing us. So So I would like to ask the council members to come to our next strategic planning meeting and be prepared to, you know, maybe share your top 10 list for what you're hearing and what you're thinking. And I particularly would like to hear from our new council members about, you know, what they're bringing to the table for their concerns, because we haven't really had an opportunity to do that so far. So if it helps matters, I have this, I can reintroduce this thinking about it, what's urgent and what's important. In this case, I would define urgent as those things that we really should do or spend attention on in the next 3 to 6 months. So if this helps, you can take this, but if we could spend the first 10 minutes of our next strategic planning meeting on Thursday talking about what is it urgent for us to be dealing with, I would really appreciate that opportunity. This is just a quadrant that shows what's important, what's urgent, what's not important, not urgent, and how would you prioritize. So we're looking for your top 10, you know, your top 10 countdown of what's the most urgent issues facing the city right now.
So, Mr. Mayor? I agree with Council Member Warner about having input from our two new council members, so I don't know that Thursday is a good day for that. If that is a priority, you may want to look at a different day for that, just given the existing circumstances.
Yeah, both shows won't be here.
Neither one will be here? Okay. Well, next work session may be at 10 minutes at December 2nd. But soon. We're talking the next urgent means the next 3 to 6 months. So.
Should we? I think that's a very good point, and that's we've tried to have the whole council available for these planning meetings and whenever we could. And should we maybe consider postponing it then so we could get
the strategic plan?
The strategic plan work session? I mean, I'd be okay.
It's up to the council if they want to postpone it. We've been working on this thing for over a year now, and, you know. This is just one more opportunity that we're not going to take. But that, I mean, I'm open. I mean, if the council wants to have, I mean.
Well, I suppose we could, do a follow-up one when we have the full council available. One or two traveling members are there.
Oh, yeah, I know one of the major items, you know, that we wanted to talk about on Thursday was
what approach we're going to take. This, you know, the approach that I think Tom kind of suggested, one way of looking at it with this, with going with a survey type format, and then Susan sent her just a couple days ago or two days sent out her version of how we would go, and I don't know. Do we want to work on that and talk about how we're going to do? I mean, I'm easy. I mean, if we want to wait for the other two to come to talk about how we're going to go, I mean, I'm easy. But
I would be in favor of, you know, keeping the ball rolling and meeting on Thursday. We don't have to do this. Your top 10, if you may want to hold off on people's top 10 most urgent until the December 2nd meeting. Okay. But I'd be ready to keep working on Thursday on this, at least so that we can figure out the next steps.
That'd be good. Yeah, we're not gonna bring this thing to a final conclusion.
No, we're not. I'm trying to keep the momentum.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you make a very good point there, both of you. So maybe we just try to catch the other two up as soon as they can get back.
But and I do like the idea about the top 10 list, and that would be something that we can do, spend a little time on that on our work session on December 2nd. Actually, that's going to be a big day.
It might be better to do I think 10 minutes is ambitious, wishful thing. We may want to put it on a different day. I know meetings and all that, but
yeah, we're loading up December 2nd, aren't we?
Right.
And I was going to make another comment to add something else to the December 2nd agenda, which is talking about our transportation issues, both air and ferry, and spending some council time talking about that.
Well, the agenda for the second shouldn't be too heavy. So it'll be 8 o'clock. It might, you know, be a little time to meet, but I don't see a lot coming on to the agenda for December 2nd.
Well, let's proceed to try to do that on the second and see where it falls out. If we run out of time, I guess we run out of time. But yeah.
So we're not going to meet on Thursday then?
We are still going to meet on Thursday.
So can I speak to this? It seems coming out of AML that we're going to probably have some reports. We're going to have Intertide, PFAS, Ferry, Front Country.
Or Gateway Communities.
Gateway Communities. So I guess the question I have is, what is the best way that we can ask that items be included on the agenda? When is a good time to do that, and how do we go about doing that?
It'll be a December 2nd work session for building the regular meeting agenda.
Okay. So if you want something added to the work session agenda, that's fine.
You can just email me,
and I'll work with Cal and Tom, and rebuild the agenda.
It's something that I thought that depending on whether they use PowerPoints or I don't know how they're going, what kind of training materials they're going to have for new people, I could bring materials back and maybe do a small training for the others. I don't know if that's a good refresher for existing members or not. And then I'm hoping at some point we can have a budget workshop to teach us how to create budgets, or maybe we just go through the process of creating the budget and that's how we learn.
We'll be doing a couple of different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we normally develop the budget is PB and I will start talking. So we have capital improvement projects that get adopted in January. So hopefully in December we'll have a discussion paper on the capital improvement projects for next year. Then the next set for the budget is our general budget. And Phoebe and I will start drafting up line item analysis for discussion in February. And then we hope to have a town hall in February or March on the budget so that people from the public are interested in how we constructed it, what it says, interpreting the different acronyms and what it means. So we'll have that process as well. And then once we get a rough draft of the budget in place, we invite council members to come in one-on-one, sit down with the treasurer and myself to go over any questions they might have. And then the next step would be the work session on the budget, where we come together as a body, discuss your rough draft, create a smooth draft, and then hopefully get a consensus of what the budget is going to look like, introduce it, and then we'll have the public hearing for it in May or June at the latest, because it needs to be in place by July.
Now that's the operating budget
right.
In July, and the CSC is
January. So we'll work on it and hopefully in December, hopefully adopt it in January, and then for the general budget, we'll start working on it in January in different phases. Anytime anybody has any questions, they can come on in, Phoebe and I, or I can sit down and go over whatever the questions would be. But we won't have the body of the budget drafted out probably until the end of January.
And the town hall that you're talking about for the interpretation of the arcane language, would that be in January?
That should be in March, because then
so
the council will know what's going on, staff will know what's going on, which is important, and then that way, when we have the work session, the town hall meeting on it, we'll have a pretty good idea of the direction the council wants to go with it. And then we'll be able to take that input and actually have some line items. You know, like you say, everybody comes in and says, I don't care what else you do, just put more money in those roads. We want to see bridges and culverts. Well, maybe we have to adjust our budget then to reflect more money going into the roads. And then we can have that. It's just a smooth draft when we start talking about having the work session on the budget as a council.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that to me.
Okay. Any other council questions or comments? Okay. Next is second opportunity for public comment on non-agenda items. None. Oh, go ahead.
Just real quick, you said something about council coming up with questions anytime they want. I assume the public can also approach any of you at any time if they have budget questions.
Certainly.
Please do.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that out.
Okay. No executive session, and hearing no objections, I will adjourn this meeting.
See, that's got to be a record.
Hey, really. Thank you all.
You picked a good night.
I did.
Wait,
next one. Thank you all for being so willing.
And I have things to sign, don't I?
Yes. And we all have to sign the budget.
I did sign the financials.
Shelly, you ever want to come in and look at the city attorney file with emails? Come on in. I mean, they're easy to access. Not easy to read.